August 7th, 1831. It's done. I've finally been apprenticed. It was always my dream to become a naturalist. My family could never afford to send me to a university, so I'm grateful for this opportunity. I was apprenticed to a recent graduate of Cambridge, Mr. Charles Darwin. His father wanted him to become a doctor, but he felt more inclined to become a naturalist. After graduating, he needed an assistant. My apprenticeship was mutually beneficial. Mr. Darwin would get an assistant, and I would be able to achieve my dream of becoming a naturalist. I finally have the opportunity I've dreamed of. November 16th, 1831. Today, Mr. Darwin said we would be going on a trip in a month. We would sail around the world on the HMS Beagle. It's exciting to think I'll go on such an adventure in just a month. Mr. Darwin seems very pleased that he will be able to record species from all around the globe. I wonder what conditions on the Beagle will be like. December 30th, 1831. We've set sail. The captain says the next time we'll anchor is at somewhere called the Canary Islands, off the coast of Africa. I should probably explain more about Mr. Darwin. He went to Edinburgh in 1825 when he was 16 years old, but 2 years later decided to drop out of medicine and study nature. He studied at Cambridge for 4 years, and finished earlier this year. June 23rd, 1832. We've been sailing along the coast of South America for some time now. We slowed down a little because there are many animals to record. I'm a little worried about crossing Cape Horn, but there are so many new and interesting species here in South America. If there's anywhere we're bound to make a discovery, it's here. October 12th, 1835. The Galapagos Islands are some of the most amazing islands I've ever seen. They have beautiful wildlife. Mr. Darwin seems particularly interested in the finches and mockingbirds. I wonder why. I was surprised to see the speed we passed through the Pacific Ocean. The voyage is over. Mr. Darwin still seems awfully intrigued by the mockingbirds and finches on Galapagos. I'm not sure if anything will come from it, but if anything does, I'm sure it will be interesting. December 2nd, 1859. I received a letter today from Mr. Darwin. Dear James, I have finally come to a conclusion with the animals I specifically studied on Galapagos. I theorize that all animals have a common ancestry. The more similar in form, the more closely related they are. I estimate these changes take place over millions of years. I have enclosed a copy of my book, The Origins of Species, for you to read. Enjoy. Your former employer, Charles Darwin. Something did come of his research. I won. I wonder what applications this will have in the future.